exactly 100 years ago, Czechoslovak forces clashed with Polish troops in the coal-rich region of Teschen. The small conflict would create an animosity that prevented mutual cooperation and eased Hitler's path to securing the Sudetenland. Tom McEncrow has more.
So with me is Dr. Friedel from the Czech Academy of Sciences. We will be talking about the Czechoslovak-Polish War of 1919. Mr. Friedel, both sides were keen to claim Teschen at the negotiations in Versailles. Why was this area of just over 2,000 square kilometers so important to both sides?
From my point of view, the main reasons were economical and transport reasons. Teschen region, or Teschen Silesia, was very rich of black coal. And we have to realize that black coal played the same significant role as oil in current times. And you know why many wars have originated in recent times, because of oil. So that was the first reason. The second reason was the railway station between Bohumín and Košice, which was at that time the only efficient railway connection between Czech lands and Slovakia. Furthermore, in Bohumín, there was the largest cargo railway station in Central Europe. So who had Bohumín railway station could influence somehow international business, at least in the region of the Central Europe. So from the economic and transport point of view, the Teschen Silesia represented a very significant region and played a very significant role in European economics.
Was this a prepared war, or did both sides enter it by accident?
Well, on the Czechoslovak side, there had been discussions about military occupation of the Teschen Silesia even before Christmas 1918. So I don't think that this war happened by accident. We should not forget that there was a provisional agreement which was signed on November 5, 1918. However, this agreement was made by local authorities. However, Czechoslovak government didn't recognize this agreement, and both sides, not very long after making that agreement, were blaming each other that the agreement is broken. We should not also forget that according to this provisional agreement, on the Polish side, there were those coal mines and a big part of the railway between Bohumín and Košice. So from the Czechoslovak point of view, all important things, if I can put it in this way, were on the Polish side. And we also should not forget that from the historical point of view, the Teschen Silesia was a part of historical lands, of the historical Czech lands. However, this region was inhabited not only by Czechs, but also by Poles, Germans, Jews, and a group of people who considered themselves as Silesians. They considered themselves not as Polish, not as Germans, not as Czechs, but Silesians. And they were speaking with a special dialect, which was a mixture of Czech, Polish, and German languages.
From what you just described, it sounds like at the conference in Versailles, where, of course, everything was being decided, the Poles were invoking nationality rights and the Czechoslovaks were invoking historical rights. Am I correct?
Historical rights, but at that time, it was clear that historical rights didn't have such big significance as economical and transport reasons. Edvard Beneš, Minister of Foreign Affairs, fully realized that it was impossible to get the whole Teschen Silesia for Czechoslovakia. So that is why he insisted on economical and transport reasons, arguments. He wanted Czechoslovakia should get at least that part of Teschen Silesia with coal mines, which were very important for Czechoslovak industry, and Reivel between Bohumín and Košice, which represented at the time, as I said, the only efficient connection between Slovakia and Czech lands. There was some kind of misunderstanding between Prague and Paris, because when we read, for example, minutes from meeting of the Czechoslovak government, President Masaryk persuaded ministers of the government that military action had support from Western allies. However, Beneš was more restrained, and when the war broke up, he sent a message from Paris that our French ally was in certain way disturbed, angry towards Czechoslovakia, that Czechoslovakia attacked Poland.
Let's get down to the conflict itself. What was the spark that actually set it off?
I would say that the main reason of military action was a declaration of election over disputed area. Because elections to Polish parliament in Warsaw, same in Polish. Because elections, it is a sign of sovereignty over disputed area. And from my point of view, in this way, Poland broke the agreement from November 5.
So you could say it was a clever way of trying to claim the region.
For Poles?
Yeah.
Yes, we can accept this argument that after elections, it would have been more easy for Poland to claim this region.
I understand the Czechoslovak side attempted a ruse to gain the disputed territories without bloodshed at first.
We can say that Poland did not expect Czechoslovak attack. Polish units were very weak in the territory because most of the Polish army was involved in conflicts with Ukrainians around Lvov and in the beginning war with Soviet Russia. So Polish army, Polish units in the Teschen Silesia were very weak. Firstly, Czechoslovak commanders, headed by Lieutenant Colonel Schneidarek, tried to persuade Polish commander General František Latyník to withdraw from the disputed area, and he tried to persuade him that the occupation had been approved by Western powers. However, General Latyník didn't believe him and called to Warsaw in order to verify what Schneidarek had said. General Latyník found out that Lieutenant Colonel Schneidarek had been lying. However, before he called to arrest him, Lieutenant Colonel Schneidarek and his officers succeeded to escape from Teschen back to Czechoslovakia.
Okay, now let's get back a bit to Paris, because that's where things were really being decided. Mm. How did the Entente powers react to this war? Were they displeased?
Edvard Beneš, who was at the time in Paris, sent a cable from Paris to Prague and informed the Czechoslovak government that the Western powers were, we can say, upset of that conflict. And they were unhappy of that because the conflict made the situation in the Central Europe much more difficult than it was before. So in Paris, Western politicians were not happy at all.
Nevertheless, in terms of strategic resources, it was a Czechoslovak victory.
From my point of view, it was rather a Czechoslovak victory. Of course, Czechoslovakia didn't get the whole historical territory. However, as I said, it got everything what Czechoslovakian state wanted. Coal mines and a railway between Bohumín and Košice.
The conflict is often seen as one of the core reasons behind Czechoslovak-Polish animosity in the interwar years and their inability to work together. Is this true?
Yes, it is true. The dispute over the Tessian Silesia damaged and influenced mutual relations between Czechoslovakia and Poland in the future very much. The division of Tessian Silesia Poles considered as injustice. And because the arbitrage happened at the time when the Polish state was in a very difficult situation, it was the time of the battle at Warsaw against Soviet troops. So Poles regarded Czechoslovak activity at that time as a stab in the back.
How did the Tessin question affect events leading up to the Munich Agreement of 1938, particularly in the sort of mid to late 1930s? I understand President Beneš, at the time president, was looking or just probing for a possible alliance with Poland to counter Germany. Was this doomed from the start partly because of this war, or did the war not play a large role? It was mainly other interests, or what would you say?
President Beneš tried to reconcile somehow Poland in September 1938. However, from my point of view, it was too late. Those steps should have been made many years before September 1938. However, Beneš and also President Masaryk were very reluctant toward Poland. They were very afraid that Czechoslovakia could have been involved in problems regarding Soviet-Polish relations or German-Polish relations, which were very difficult during the whole interwar period. And there was mutual reluctance between Czechoslovakia and Poland at that time. There was also rivalry between both states because Poland considered itself as a power in Central Europe and Czechoslovakia too. That rivalry also played a certain role in bad relations between Czechoslovakia and Poland. We have not to forget that it was time of very strong nationalism, national egoism, and these were obstacles towards mutual understanding and empathy. At that time, it was very, very, very difficult to come to a certain agreement which would be good for both sides.
Today, there are actually very good relations between the two countries, and I went to school in the Czech Republic, so I'm talking from personal experience, but very few Czechs seem to even remember there ever was a war with the Poles. What do you think made this change in attitude since the interwar era possible? Because during the interwar era, of course, it was a permanent feature in the foreign policy of Poland, at least. But after that, it's sort of the wound has completely healed. How is this possible?
Because after the Second World War, both states, Czechoslovakia and Poland, became so-called members of the Soviet bloc. And it was unthinkable to have disputes between both allied states. So Soviet Union, Moscow, made great pressure on Poland and Czechoslovakia in order to make alliance, which was signed in March 1947, and from the time mutual relations became much better. But on the other hand, Poles were very disappointed because they declared after the Second World War that they wanted to have Tessian Silesia within borders of Poland. So that dispute arose again after the Second World War, fortunately without so sad consequences as it was after the First World War.